How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Welcome back in, everybody, to a Thursday edition of Birds 365. It's August 1st. Can you believe it, everybody? We are just about a month away from real football games being played and about 12 hours away from a preseason game being played. Jeff Kerr joining us now on Birds 365 from CBS Sports. Jeff Kerr, how you doing, man? Welcome to the show.
Can't complain, Xander. Can't complain. But I did watch Taiwan Walker's rehab start yesterday, and I regret every decision.
Oh, no. We don't, Jeff, we're all high on the Eagles right now, brother. We do not want to go into the Phillies rabbit hole of them pulling a 2023 Eagles.
That ain't going to happen. I'll just say that.
Let's well, see. our at least our buddy Ricky Ricardo might get the Yankees.
Oh, God, I was so excited to see that, man.
Play-by-play job. Yeah. I hope Ricky
me too. I hope he gets it.
You know what? This is a big week for Ricky, too, in having that. He was so excited, and just after that game, I said, you know your call went viral, right? And he heard about it.
Yeah, Jazz Chisholm. I think the Jazz call might get him the gig. That was so good.
Yeah, when I came up from talking to Rob Thompson, Trey Turner Tuesday night, you know, because Oscar Budahan and I always go up together, and you know, we just happened to see Ricky, and he knew it went viral. He didn't realize how viral it got, and he didn't listen to it. It was so cool, like just seeing his reaction. I wish I could have taped his reaction to him playing it. He was laughing the entire time.
Yeah. For those who don't know, Ricky, still the Spanish language announcer for your Philadelphia Eagles as well. So don't be too hard on him for being the Yankees announcer, because that's a plum gig. So you can't blame him for that. But Ricky's tremendous at what he does. Friend of the program, been on many times. So good luck, buddy. If you're listening in, we're rooting for you. And Jeff Kerr, happy birthday. But I'm going to rip you because you're not going to practice tonight. I mean, come on. Go to work. So what? It's your birthday. You know, you're not five. You go to work like it's any other day.
You know what? The last 2 years, I actually went to practice on my birthday, but it wasn't the open practice. If it was in the morning, I'd be there.
All right.
Jeff, Johnny Mack was ripping you
pre-show. No, I wasn't.
He was ripping you pre-show.
Ripping you pre-show, but I'm glad you're here because he was talking about going out to practice.
Oh, yeah. See, if I would have known that, maybe I would have just.
Yeah, maybe you would have. No, it's all good natured, Jeff. You know that.
Yeah. And
by the way, you're not going to get to see me hobble around. So you're going to miss that, too.
I did see that on Tuesday. Has it gotten any better?
You know, it's funny, it was getting better yesterday and I was excited. I'm like, all right, I'm going to get past it. And I woke up this morning and it's worse. So maybe I just got to stretch it out, but I'll be there. Worst case scenario, I can sit in the press box tonight. So it's not that big of a deal.
You know what? Just steal Brookie's cane. He didn't use it the other day.
Yeah. I'll steal Brookie's cane. Yeah, maybe. All right. Enough of the nonsense. Let's talk. Philadelphia Eagles, Jeff Kerr. We're talking about Bryce Huff, so I'll start there. I think Mick set off some alarm bells. That's what, you know, I love it from a reporter's perspective, his honesty. But that's sort of the risk of honesty. You know, people get alarmed. And I'm thinking to myself, if you listen to Mick's actual comments, Jeff, he's like, well, Explorer's going to be a great pass rusher. Basically, paraphrasing. And then, you know, he's got things to work on. He's not there as a three-down player, which means setting the edge and being that flat defender, which, oh, by the way, sounds a lot like Hassan Reddick. Who cares if you can rush the passer? That's not that's exactly what Hassan Reddick did. And everybody would lose their mind when they would drop Hassan in the coverage. And he certainly wasn't a good edge, you know, run support player setting the edge. If Bryce Huff can rush the passer, what's the problem?
I'm with you. You know, you pay Bryce Huff $17 million a year to get to the quarterback, right? I don't care.
Yeah.
you know, I don't like how he only played 47% of the snaps this year, but the production said this guy's a pretty good pass rusher. You know, he got 10 sacks last year, and, you know, John, I was catching it, and you're right. Again, Bryce Huff against the Eagles was pretty impressive in that light last year.
Now, yeah. Lane got hurt. That's part of the reason. Jack Driscoll was out there.
Yeah, and... but Bryce Huff's a good player. You know, but both can be the same. And look, if Bryce Huff gets 13, 14 sacks this year, I don't think you're going to see too many people complaining on this, on Twitter, on anything. I don't care if he can stop the run, as long as he gets to the quarterback.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't know why everybody's so worried. Well, I do know because Bick said it. That's part of the good and the bad with Bick. I mean, you know, from my perspective, but if you're a team, you want him to be more political, and I'm glad he can't be.
I think that's why Dolphins players ultimately didn't like Bick. He was too honest with them. I think he told Jalen Ramsey exactly what he thought, and Jalen Ramsey lives in his own little world that he's the best cornerback in football. And he was very – but by the way, that's what bothered me about Ramsey last year. After that Eagles game, his passer rating when quarterbacks were targeting him was 7.9. You have the audacity to criticize a guy who literally made you a first-team All-Pro. He wasn't a first-team All-Pro last year, but he had the numbers at that time to suggest that.
Missed early in the season. That's why. He's a great corner. But here's the thing with Jalen. All great corners. Yep. He wants to play press.
He does. And
Bick doesn't. Yeah.
But you're right, John. Like that's like my favorite part of Bick. You're not getting any of the political BS. The guy's honest, and it's going to be a fun year for us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for us, it's great. For everybody else, not so great. Including the Eagles, it's going to be interesting to see how that dynamic unfolds because – you know, one of the issues with James Bradbury, we talk a lot about James. I don't think Howie wants him on the team. I think he just wants to trade him. If you had the true serum and you got Howie to be honest, which is never going to happen, and when he's talking about players like that, but and understandably so, I think he would tell you he's trying to trade him. My point from day one is that the longer you keep him around, the longer Bick's going to see how smart he is, how intuitive he is, and he's going to use him.
If you follow James Bradbury on Instagram, I love the cryptic posts he's got out. It's almost like the "they don't want me, but I'm going to show you why they should have me" type mentality.
Yeah, and he's got probably got a chip on his shoulder as well, and he's got a history too with as being a. Since you're a baseball guy as well, I compare it to the baseball reliever. They have one good season, one bad season, one good season. You never know with these guys. And same thing with James. He's coming off a bad season, and generally in his history, he's had a bounce back season. I don't think it's going to be here. I still don't think it's going to be here. But my main concern with that is if that's the end game and you get a day three conditional pick for James Bradbury in the end, is that worth giving, not giving Tristan McCollum snaps, reps, not giving Mekhi Gardner reps, younger players who could potentially develop? Is that worth it in Jeff Kerr's mind?
Not to me. I mean – you know, you and I, were you with me, John, when we were talking about Tristan McCollum the other day? And we were saying, you know, we can't even tell if he's having a good or bad camp because he can't get on the field.
Well, and you know, for those who don't know, and I said yesterday on the show, the first team gets the majority of the reps. The second team gets a good amount. The third team gets the scraps. And he's on the third team. He started on the second team. And all of a sudden, Bradbury's back there. Then they put Avonte Maddox back there. And all of a sudden, now he's on the third team. He's not getting reps. I don't think the same thing with Mekhi. At one point, the second team safeties were Tristan McCollum and Mekhi Gardner. Now they're the third team safeties. And they didn't get demoted as much as, well, now we got to give reps to Bradbury. We got to get reps for Avonte.
And a lot of that has to do with Quinyon Mitchell, too.
Yeah, because Quinyon's moved to the slot a lot with the first team. strange. I mean, Sidney Brown's going to be back too. People forget that. It's amazing to me, Jeff. Like, Cooper DeJean's gone for 3 weeks. He's not gone. He's on the sidelines. But yeah. And people are like, he doesn't exist. He's going to be back in a couple weeks. And Sidney Brown's going to be back early in the season, worst case scenario.
They got a lot more depth and safety than people realize.
Yeah. People act like he doesn't exist. He's out there talking to Aaron Boone. By the way, it looks like he can play right now. But they're just being cautious because ACL, you need time for it to heal.
I wrote that in my camp observations about – I should have reached out to Sidney about it too. It looked like he has a sleeve on his leg now. The brace has been long gone.
Yeah, he's got that weird I don't know what it is with – I should know with all my knee issues. But they have so many newfangled things. It's like this little tiny brace that's really just goes around the bottom part of the knee. It's interesting.
Yeah. So in case he runs any tripods, right, John?
Yeah. Oh, don't even get me started with those sidlers. They sneak up behind you. What? They are the most awful people in the world. I'm sorry. Television camera people. I'm sorry. You all suck. I'm sorry. You never have a question.
Over there, aren't they?
You never have a damn question. You just get in the way. They have a job to do. I shouldn't say that. But they suck, Jeff Kerr.
It's funny. At the Phillies camp stuff, they set up on top of the dugout. So they're not in any of our way. And a couple of them actually get questions in, and I always joke, I'm like, oh man, Rob's not going to like this.
No. When they do get the courage to ask a question, it is the worst question in the history of mankind.
Jeff, I want to talk to you about, you've been down there at practice. I don't know if every day, but you've been there. Have you been down there at every practice?
The last three practices I've been at. So I'm not going to be there tonight. Then I'm coming back Sunday. So
got it. So I'll get your take on that real quick. I just want to bring up the super chat. Let's give Johnny Mack some love mid segment here, everybody. And Martin checks him in a $5 super chat. He says, I just want to salute Johnny Mack. I've been reading his work and listening to him for nearly 10 years. One of the best objective sources for Eagle News. And Martin, thanks for that. I love giving Johnny Mack his flowers. John always, you know, there's a lot of haters out there and they're always louder than the people that love Johnny Mack, but there's plenty of them too, and we appreciate it.
He listened to this show because of Johnny Mack.
Absolutely, he does. A lot of people listen to this show because of Johnny Mack, because he's the best in covering the birds, so we appreciate that. We appreciate Johnny Mack. Jeff Kerr, let's get to the offensive side of the ball and what you've seen at practice so far. I'm not going to go one player. I'm not going to go Jalen. I'm not going to go – what have you seen from the offensive side of the ball? There was a lot of talk coming out of OTAs with the Kellen Moore offense, 95% new. What have you seen from the offense so far in your days down at training camp?
Well, I know you don't want to mention Jalen, but I'm actually he's going to be one of my five standouts from the first week just because I think he looks healthy from last year, right? And I think but, you know, when he takes off on the read option or whatever they're doing, he just looks fluid again. Like, he looks like
Jalen. He's got much more juice than he had last year at this time.
There was one play I was watching, and it was pretty insignificant, but he did, like, a cut. I'm like, oh, that's Jalen Hurts. That's the Jalen Hurts I've been accustomed to over the last couple of years. So that's one thing in the red zone where they kind of had Barkley in motion. They didn't give Barkley the ball.
But yeah, that's been his biggest impact. They did it early in camp too. Either day one or day two. So I don't know if you were there, Jeff, but
Edward was telling me about after practice.
Yeah. They ran an option essentially, and Jalen fake pitched it to Saquon. The whole defense went to Saquon, and boom, you had this parting of the Red Sea for Jalen Hurts. He's got, as you mentioned, Jeff, more juice. He looks healthier this year. He looks back to his old self in the run game, and it would have been an explosive run because everybody bought the fake to Saquon Barkley. Same thing you're talking about. The Eagles defense is buying the fake to Saquon Barkley. If that happens in real games, it's going to be very effective, the Eagles offense. So people are worried about Saquon. Like, I don't care about the numbers. We were talking about that yesterday, Xander. Like, if he can have that kind of impact for this offense, it's going to be a big deal. It's going to be a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's going to be the best $12.5 million decoy you guys are going to see. And then when he does get the ball, it's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah. And by the way, yeah, that's well worth it. You know, people are going to, you know, you talk about haters. They might hate on it because he doesn't have the numbers they expect. But who cares if you're winning games and he's impactful in that way? That's how I think the Eagles are looking at it. And not to say he's not going to get the ball. And, you know, teams will adjust if you continually use him as a decoy and they get that sense. And they'll start focusing more on Jalen. Maybe give it to Saquon and the opposite happens. Because Jalen has that effect on you. You got to account for Jalen Hurts. I could see Howie Roseman envisioning and why he went this direction. And it has nothing to do with numbers. It has to do with putting defenders in conflict. And you put them in conflict with Saquon Barkley and Jalen Hurts. No matter which way you go, you're putting them in conflict. And that's what he's dreaming about. And we'll see how it shakes out in real life. But it does look good on paper.
And then, you know, we don't talk about it much because he doesn't get that many opportunities to catch the ball in camp because he's doing other things. But Dallas Goedert's going to fit into this chessboard somewhere. And, you know, I just keep going back to, oh, wow, A.J. Brown's getting open. Devonta Smith's getting open. All defense are getting good looks. And all of a sudden you're like, oh, yeah, Dallas Goedert's on this team. And there might be that game where you're like, oh, yeah, he exists. And he has, like, five catches for, like, maybe 90, 110 yards and, like, two touchdowns. And just forget.
Yeah. Just Kellen, man, he's got a tough job, Kellen Moore.
Yeah, he does.
One football, but seems to be doing. By the way, you got to give credit to Vic Fangio, too. The different looks that defense has given them, just competitive time and time, and all the defensive players are raved about it. They love confusing that offense when they get the opportunity.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'd like to see him not line up in dual safeties, 15 yards off the line of scrimmage once or twice, but that's what Vic does. So.
But yeah, Vic's been doing it for what now, about 25, 30 years?
Yeah. Then you spend it's not that he plays cover two or cover three every play. He spins off into a multitude of coverages. But I think part of the reason the Eagles have thrown it underneath so much is because they see that too high shell all the time. And it's like, all right.
We'll take what you're giving us.
Yeah. Which is a good thing because they didn't last year. They fell in love with the big play and they tried to press things all the time. And maybe they've learned from that. And maybe Kellen Moore's getting them prepared to do that a little bit more. So the offense has been, Jalen's been tremendously sharp. But the past couple of days, not as sharp. And the reason why is the pass rush. I mean, the pass rush has been unbelievable over the past couple practices. Including,
no one's had a couple good practices.
Good to hear that, Nolan Smith, for sure.
Yeah, Nolan has looked really good. Now it's against Fred Johnson, not Lane Johnson for the most part, which is big difference, as I kind of talked about, but that's understandable. But mainly the interior rush. So my bigger concern is what's going on with that interior of the Eagles offensive line.
I think it was Monday or Tuesday. I can't remember the day, but I think I watched Jalen Carter and Mekhi Becton go for like 10, 11 straight plays. I didn't even realize what was going on. Like around the, like I was having Ed and Martin tell me like, I'm like, oh, I was just watching Carter and Becton. Carter's just a freak.
Yeah. And you know, people, you know, are very excited about Mekhi Becton playing right guard. I don't think that's easy for Mekhi to do because of how long he is. And, you know, defensive tackles are typically closer to the ground. The Eagles have big defensive tackles. Typically, they're a little bit shorter, great leverage players, and you got to get very low And it's not the easiest thing in the world for a 6'8", 360-pound guy to get his pads low.
That's what I was going to add. Like, the first step of getting low is the hardest thing for Becton. But when Carter does that move and Becton does eventually get there, it's a lot harder for Carter to actually.
Yeah, if he can get his actual hands up, he can put, obviously, he can push some people around. But, and going against Jalen Carter every day will only help him. But I don't know. I'm not sold on Mekhi Becton at right guard. Are you completely sold on him at right guard?
I'm sold on the Eagles wanting him to be the right guard. I don't know if he's ready to be the right guard.
What about Tyler Steen on the inverse? It's like, I'm not sold on Becton, but I'm also not sold on Steen. And I think
when's he coming back? You know, Nick kind of hinted he's not coming back anytime in the next week.
Which is valuable time for a guy that hasn't earned a starting position yet. You know what I mean? Early in camp, it's, I don't want to say he's going to get Wally Pipp because he was never like, you know, in there.
You were never Wally Pipp.
And then Landon Dickerson left practice and he's already been hurt twice. Now, I don't know if you all saw CJ's shot in the auditorium.
I did see that.
Canceled. The most important thing, if you notice it, Landon Dickerson is there celebrating, moving well. That's what I noticed.
You know what? I've become a more sharp mind since I saw Deadpool and Wolverine. And I'm one of those people catch that. So, but catching all who the famous, I shouldn't give any spoilers in there, but there's a lot of cameos. And yeah, John, I caught that too. I'm like, oh, look, Landon Dickerson.
Landerson's moving well. That was the most, for people that know, I was concerned because Landon goes down and then they're signing another interior offensive lineman. I'm like, what's going on here? But he seemed to be completely healthy, so not as big as a concern.
Do you think it was okay? We don't want to throw Trevor Keegan into the fire yet.
I think that's part of it. The first team, Trevor Keegan.
Yeah, he when Landon left, he was taking first team left guard reps, even though he was listed as limited. So he fought through a shoulder injury to finish the practice. But Jeff's probably right. They don't want him taking those reps. Part of it could be backup center. They've had some issues with Toth, and maybe Dylan McMahon's not ready. Maybe they don't like Matt Hennessy. I haven't seen much from Matt Hennessy.
Yeah, he's kind of just there. It's weird.
Yeah.
He's on the team. Like, they were giving Dylan McMahon the second team reps. Dzeko and I were kind of jotting that down.
Well, he moved back to right guard.
Yeah, he did move back,
When Tyler Steen got hurt. And then it was Becton, and he was the backup. So he started out as the backup center, but that's because Toth was hurt. So they've had so many moving parts. But then they keep bringing guys in. They brought Sharping in. It's like, and now you bring in. And
Where's he? Where's he been? He's on the team.
Yeah, well, he started right tackle because they had injuries. He was the backup right, which he's never played. That's the only position he hasn't played in the NFL, right tackle. They had him at right tackle. And then they moved him inside. So he's been out there. But my point, and those are all guys with experience, and they've all played, and they're all competent players. But there's a ceiling to them. And why do you need three of them? I don't know what's going on there.
This is kind of uncharted territory for the Eagles that we're talking so much about the offensive line. Is there a real concern here coming into the year, or is this a case of musical chairs here early in camp where there's a lot of injuries and, you know.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
You know, if it's that, it might be a good thing for the depth that they're getting these reps early and maybe I'm just looking for a silver lining, but is there a real concern on the offensive line?
That's what I was going to add, Xander. Like, it's a little different than the linebacker situation last year. Remember, John, when we were driving to the link that's when Zach Cunningham and Miles Jack signed. But they didn't have a starter then. This team is starter. Well, we know they got starters at left guard and center. And, you know, the right guard position will play itself out. But this seems like the inverse thing. It's like, okay, what if these guys get hurt? Do we have a reliable backup? Are we ready to play? Like we were talking about Trevor Key and Dylan McMahon earlier. Are we ready to throw them in there? Yeah. I just think it's okay. Let's bring this guy in. Let's bring this guy in. Let's bring this guy in and see who does it. Like, I think Nick Gates is fine. He's not a starter, but he can play guard. He can play center. He's not a bad football player. It's just, he's not a starter.
Yeah. Well, if Lane and Jordan and Landon are healthy, I think you're fine. You're going to have a top five offensive line as long as those guys are out there. And I think Cam's going to be fine at center. So the only question is right guard, but the depth is not nearly as good as it once was. And it really wasn't that great last year with Sua, and poor Sua tore his ACL. So
yeah, good I saw guy. That.
Sorry to see that happen in Tampa Bay. So he's done for the season. Unfortunately, Jack Driscoll signed with Miami. I don't know. You want to keep a Nick Gates around or a
when will we see Nick? Will he be out there tonight? Probably.
Yeah, he'll be.
Oh out yeah, there he'll be. I mean, I think we're going to see him a lot in the preseason. I think we're going to see a lot of those guys.
Oh yeah, you're going to see all of them. But similar to what I said about, you know, taking away reps from, I don't know if that was before you came on, taking away reps from McCollum and Gardner. You really want to take away reps from backup reps from Keegan and McMahon? Maybe they're not good enough. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean they were late round draft picks, right? You know, we were saying the same in practice about Nia Smith and Johnny Wilson. Like,
yeah, you know,
I haven't been impressed with Nia Smith at all.
Everybody's high on this Johnny Wilson though, because there's pictures coming out of
I told everybody. When everybody says Mr. Novacare, it's always the tall receiver because they make a couple high points, usually in red zone, because he's 6'6", he can catch the ball. So, yeah, he went up over Zach McPherson.
Who's not making this team.
No. Remember Carlton Agudosi, Jeff?
Remember? Oh, yeah. I remember them all. And then Momoa.
Yeah. Every single time. It's the tall receiver. Even Tyree Jackson as a tight end, every single time.
Don't you think though there might be a role for him? I'm not saying he's ready yet. I'm not saying he can be your wide receiver
three. There's no role for him
in the red zone. There's no mismatch type of role.
You want to hype the guy up right now? Decoy.
I brought up Hakeem Butler. Remember the Hakeem Butler play?
Jeff? Oh yeah. Oh my God! In the back corner of the end zone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They put out of mothballs. Big guy, let's try a red zone play. No. I'm not saying Johnny Wilson can't be a player down the road. I'm saying he's not ready to be. You have AJ Brown and Devontae Smith and Dallas Goedert and even Grant Calcaterra, who the coaching staff seems to love. I'm not gonna bring in Johnny Wilson for red zone work and take one of those guys off the field. I don't think that makes a lot of sense.
Well, I just wonder with the wide, you know, there's been some talk about the wide receiver three being a committee approach. You're not going to go to Johnny Wilson every time, but maybe you change up those looks if you need a guy.
I don't even consider Johnny Wilson in that competition.
No, okay. Either do I.
I mean, honestly, I know the Eagles like to put in like the highlight package or two of like the Jalen Hurts play. I'll tell you what play they should put. They won't. But, you know, and Isaiah Rodgers had a good camp, in my opinion. Britton Covey just basically running a slant and just getting Rodgers out of his shoes and making the catch. To me, I'm like,
all right. Britton does that to everybody.
I know he does.
Avante did it to Tyler Hall. I mean, I say it all the time. He gets the most separation by far of the second group of receivers by a landslide.
He's better than Campbell. He's, you know, Ross. I think the Eagles really do like his speed, but you're right, John. It's Cubby's right now. He's, to me, he's the front runner.
Well, I don't think they're giving him a chance because they don't, you know, Kellen kind of talked about it. Kellen's going to use Devontae in the slot more.
And he's AJ's going to be in the slot a bit.
Yeah. So he's going to move those guys around. And if those guys move around, that means the other guys have to move around. And I don't think Britton is equipped to play X or Z. So I think that hurts him. But yeah, I mean, to me, he's earned the right to at least give it a shot. I don't know if the Eagles see it the same way.
I just think Britton wants the preseason he didn't get to have last year. In terms of,
well, definitely, you know, he didn't have a preseason last year, so essentially, he's showing he probably, I don't know, I'd have to check Elliott's statistics. I assume AJ leads, but you know, AJ's so good.
Did you see, by the way, Nick gave a shout out to Elliott? Oh man, is his head gonna be?
Oh, he always gives a shout out to Elliott. Well, remember, Elliott works for WIP, so Nick is contractually obligated to, you know, be on WIP. So he always gives.
No, this is on KM's show. He did this.
What did he give him shout out about statistics?
Well, Kay brought up the 85% and Nick.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah.
That? Well, Elliott must have put that out there. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because, oh, Nick hates those. He hates them.
I know he does, but he knew where it came from the minute.
Yeah,
exactly. He didn't even have to think. And you knew Kate was trying to get the reaction, which was awesome.
Because he's the only one who does it. That's why I give him credit.
I give him credit. I'm just saying. Well, as a guy who practices sports a lot, it doesn't mean jack shit to me.
Well, exactly. I say it all the time on the show. And Elliot's a good friend. I love Elliot.
Oh, but, yeah.
I say it like Tuesday's a perfect example. I think Jalen had 6 touchdown passes. So everybody, yeah, what does that mean? They were in red zone all day. Like he'd have 6. He was phenomenal the first 3 days. And the defensive front kind of took over and practice number 4, he didn't have a total of 6 touchdowns, and he was phenomenal because they weren't working in red zone. So right off the bat, that's how silly, you know, the stats are.
The biggest takeaway I got from the offense and the red zone practices was they did do that motion with Barkley, and I think it drew him off, and Jalen got 6 or 7 yards, and then the next play, they just handed it to Barkley for a 3-yard touchdown. I'm like, yeah, I like what I'm seeing there.
Yeah, and you say 6 touchdowns, and you just mentioned Barkley had a running touchdown, and Kenny had a running touchdown. You're like, ooh, the defense was terrible. No, they weren't. They had a lot of good stops.
Defense had a lot. I mean, all you had to do was just watch Quinyon Mitchell to say that.
Yeah. But when you're doing all red zone work, there's going to be a bunch of touchdowns. So, yeah, Nick hates it, and he knows who does it, so it's not a surprise.
Jeff Kerr, last question for me, brother. What's your biggest takeaway so far from the camp you've been at? You said you were down there at 3. You're going to the next couple. What's been your biggest takeaway so far after the first 5 practices in your training camp?
The secondary, at least the cornerback position, is as good as advertised. I couldn't tell you who's going to be the CB2 on the outside. Like, I think Rodgers has played well. I think Ringo's played well at times when he's in there. I think one day it's Ringo, one day it's Rod. I mean, Quinyon Mitchell's going to be on the field somewhere. My guess is the slot, which is changing everything up. And, you know, that's what we were talking about earlier. But I could just watch Quinyon Mitchell against A.J. Brown all day long. Jalen Carter against Mekhi Becton all day long. I don't need to watch all the other riffraff like quarterback statistics or how Jalen's doing. I saw what I need to see there, but Quinyon Mitchell's fun to watch, man. And, you know, he's in his element.
Yeah, what better way to prepare for your first?
He's a guy who can tell. Like you
yeah,
can
I
tell.
Wrote about and the great thing about Quinyon is Vic does that counterintuitive thing. He throws everything at him early and then scales back. So he's played left corner, right corner, slot, dime, and he's doing one-on-ones against A.J. Brown.
Never played slot before.
Yeah, and never played slot. And that, to me, says more about Quinyon Mitchell than anything else. He does not look overwhelmed at all. And that is a very, very good sign. By the way, did you see – I know you got to go, Jeff. And
I don't have to go. I can talk to you all day.
It's Jeff's birthday. Let's let him go down and get that breakfast, Johnny Mac.
Yeah, you got to go down with Shady Maple.
I'm actually not going to Shady Maple. I'll give a plug to the local business by me, Anna Marie's. Tremendous food.
There you go.
Good for them. But the Giants color coding. Did you see that from Hard Knocks?
I did see that. I watched it late last night after the Olympics.
They had a medical red flag on Quinyon.
Yeah, but
and I'm like, I can't find anything.
No, I can't either. Did other teams have this? Is that why
he fell? I assume that's probably why he fell a little bit. He was supposed to go earlier than 22. You never know. You get checked out at the combine. They find something. But he had no overt issues at Toledo that I know of.
No.
But they had a red flag on him.
It's weird because he looks fine.
I'm not sure I trust the Giants organization with everything they. I get
well,
it.
Well, it's a medical thing. They had medical red flags on Cooper, which is most teams did. He fractured his fibula.
Yeah, that's why he fell.
Anais, most teams did. They found a stress fracture at the combine, and Dylan McMahon, who I did see, had some knee issues. When he was in college.
So. Wasn't there something on Will Shipley too?
Will Shipley was in the measurables. They had concerns over his measurables, which is, I'm sure the Eagles did as well. That's just a cost benefit thing. He is undersized. So
he's undersized, but he's made a couple plays.
He's really settled down. He looked bad catching the football when he first got here, and now he looks real comfortable. Yeah. So.
I think when he beat Devin White, I asked him about that, and his eyes lit up. I think he really wants to talk about that play.
They also had Trevor Keegan in the measurables. They had concerns over his measurables, which is day three picks.
Yeah, it's like they had every Eagles draft.
They didn't have something on were Jalix, Johnny Wilson, and Trot, Jeremiah Trotter. I'm surprised they didn't have Trot in the measurables category.
Yeah,
who knows?
How do you think Trotz look? By the way, I've been watching him in the developmental.
I think he's very instinctive.
Yeah,
but he's undersized. I think he's redundant with N'Kobe Dean. I think he's the same player. Yeah.
You know what?
Best athlete, undersized, great instincts.
I like how he's been working with Brandon Smith. I was watching like their communication things, and Smith's been giving him his flowers too, just saying, "Hey, you know, you're right. Like he knows how to play." But can it translate to when you actually have to make the tackle? That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see on him. Jeff, I got one last question on you on the way out the door, and there's a specific reason.
That's fine.
How many all-purpose yards will Saquon Barkley have this year for the Philadelphia Eagles?
All-purpose or yards from scrimmage? There is a difference.
Yeah, all right. Well,
we're not counting. He's not going to kick off.
No, he's not going to do that. He's not even
going to. So either way.
I have the over-under at 1,500.
Okay. That's pretty low.
See, the haters got to – I got Saquon at 1,700, somewhere in there.
Jeff, Johnny Mac and I agreed to our viewers, who are all in here listening right now, that every game that Saquon Barkley has 125 or more all-purpose yards, we will give away a Saquon Barkley jersey to our channel – one channel member that week. So if he does it for 17 games, that's north of 2,000 yards. I don't anticipate him doing it 17
games. He's going to have those games there.
He's going to have a couple of those games for sure. So we're going to be giving away some Saquon Barkley jerseys this year. Thanks for checking in on how many yards you think Saquon will have.
This is my thing with Saquon. In January, if he's good to go, I would not want to face that offense in the postseason. That's true.
It's kind of pick your poison, right?
He's got to be healthy, but if he's healthy, he's going to get 1,300 rushing yards, and he's going to get 300 to 400 receiving yards. That's where he's going to be. And that's good. That's very good.
That's more than what they paid for. I'll just put that. I've say this a million times because I ripped the Eagles running backs to shreds last year. They are so much better running back this year. It's not even funny.
Well, I think you were a little harsh on DeAndre Swift. And
I don't think they used DeAndre right.
I'm with you on that.
You're talking Eagles to a fans. Penn Stater, Johnny Mack.
Well, I know. I'm with you. Eagles fans overrated DeAndre Swift a little bit, but he was still a good back.
Yeah, they didn't use him right. That's what bothered me about last year. Like, DeAndre Swift would have been beautiful in Kellen Moore's offense.
DeAndre Smith is a better receiver than Saquon Barkley. Oh, yo, I don't want to go down this road.
I can't wait till DeAndre Swift gets to actually catch passes in Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah.
He should have had 60 catches on that team last year.
He was a part-time player, and he had 60 in Detroit 1 year.
Yeah. When I looked at his receiving stats at the end of the year, I was watching film on DeAndre Swift. I'm like, I wonder why this guy was unhappy. He didn't use him.
Yeah.
Not the way they should have.
He was not happy either. Yeah. It's funny. Remember before the opener in New England, they trotted him out there. He was working out with the receivers, and I don't know if you were at practice. We're all like, whoa, what's this?
They're gonna roll out
some interesting looks. No, that was all bullshit.
By the way, as someone I talked to quite a bit last year, I did think this is probably the funniest story in training camp this week, and it was a former Eagle. Rashad Penny says on Saturday that if he's healthy, everybody knows he's the best running back in the NFL or something. Our buddy
Mike Kay. God bless. Get it under. Like the day Darian Kennard took over for at right guard when Tyler Steen got hurt. I wrote the story that day because I knew it had to be quick. And it, you know, and then they went back to Mekhi Becton. They went to Mekhi Becton right away. Well, when those things happen, you got to take advantage of it. Because Mario Goodrich, I should have wrote about Mario because he's gone. Claimed on waivers.
Came up, right? Yeah.
Yeah. By the Giants.
My favorite thing was on Monday when that happened, there were a couple of the guys at CBS who were like, hey, Jeff, is it cool? I know you're at practice. Is it cool? We write up, Tyler Steen getting hurt, blah, blah, blah. I already had that, like, kind of story written Friday about Mekhi Becton being basically the, you know, Tyler Steen gets hurt, Mekhi Becton's going to be the guy, et cetera, et cetera. They're like, oh, no, he's got that covered.
Yeah. Don't sleep on Darian Kennard, though, as a backup.
I said to DeCecco when he came out that 53-man roster prediction, I'm like, that might put you over the edge again.
Yeah, guard tackle.
Don't sleep on Josh Jobe on this team either.
Oh, yeah. He's special teams player. Yeah, I think he's going to be on the team.
Yeah, I think they're going to keep him around for that reason. Jeff, thanks for joining, man. Happy birthday to you. Hope you have a great day. As Johnny Mack ripped you early, I'll rip you. Get down to practice tonight. Jeff Kerr, you're a grown man.
I thought you'd want to see me hobbling around. Take shots.
I saw that on Tuesday. You already saw it.
Yeah.
I felt bad for you.
Yeah,
Johnny Mack is servicing the calf right now.
That's the thing. It's starting to be a curse now. Brookie with his cane, and John McMullen with his calf. I'm not breaking out the cane yet.
Well, I don't have one yet. Maybe I'll have to.
I don't want to see you with a cane because.
That's Brookie.
You might do a little more with the cane than what you're supposed to do.
That's I might crack up.
Yeah, next time a camera guy falls into John, he gets a little whack from the cane.
Yeah.
I might give him a little more.
That's Brookie's gimmick right now. I don't want to that's gimmick infringement if I break the cane out. So I'll just be hobbling around today.
All right, Jeff. Thanks for joining the show, man. We appreciate it.
Thanks, bud.
Sounds great.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yep, there's Jeff Kerr joining us on his birthday. So good stuff there. I think we had a super chat I want to get to, John, before we go to our break. We'll just take a few more minutes here because we have Chris Franklin coming up in about 8 minutes. So we'll talk to Chris. James Carver checks in. I think color coding assumption is wrong because neither Wilson or Latu were medical concerns. Nope, and Eagles had most colored of any team. Saquon effect. Yeah,
It could be wrong.
Yeah,
I mean, it was a problem, but generally, blue and red is pretty.
Yeah,
common. But
that's what the team.
Yeah, nobody knows. I've been seeing. I asked a couple of the Giants reporters. and they didn't know yesterday. I'll circle back today. I'm sure they've done more homework, but they didn't know at the time. So yeah, it was just speculation, but generally blue and red are pretty straightforward. The other ones were, you know, kind of guesses. But I didn't look at the whole board. I was just paying attention to the Eagles players. So I'll have to look back at it. And just because, you know, one team has a medical red flag on somebody doesn't mean everybody does, for different reasons. You know, that's why guys like DK Metcalf, you know, didn't go to Philadelphia. The Eagles had a flag on them. Seattle didn't. So, you know, teams are different.
We'll see how it works. John, I'm going to real quick. I want to let everybody know about the Saquon thing, just because there's some people questioning. So that's the thing. 125 plus in the game. We're going to give away a jersey. We are going to have the Saquon watch. I'm going to call it the Saquon watch after each game.
By the way, there's another one. So far I haven't found anybody
I know
who expects more out of Saquon Barkley than me. Anybody.
It's the context, John. You add in the context and people think you're throwing shade on them, but you're right. You have had the highest yardage prediction of any person we have had on Birds 365 for Saquon Barkley.
It's amazing.
But the Saquon watch is born. And we will now be giving away jerseys to the people. You must be a channel member, by the way. So that's how it will work. We will give a jersey away to a channel member. So if you're not a member, you won't be involved in the giveaway. You can watch it. You can enjoy the content, but you won't be involved. So we'll be giving away a jersey every time Saquon goes over 125 yards to one channel member. So good stuff there. Excited to do that. We'll have the Saquon watch all year long where we recap what Saquon Barkley did for the Philadelphia Eagles in that game. So pretty good stuff. I'm excited to see how that goes down. I thought that was good stuff from Jeff Kerr today, who's been down at practice. We're having another guy who's down at practice more often than Kerr. He's been down there every single day with Johnny Mac, Chris Franklin from NJ.com.
Chris missed a couple.
Oh, did he miss a couple?
Yeah. Because NJ.com's got three guys now, so they're expanding. They have Chris, Caden Steele, who's often on the show, right, Caden, and Brookie. So they kind of rotate, but Chris sees plenty. So he he's always a good guest, as people know who watch this show.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. So we'll get Chris Franklin coming up next on Birds 365. Real quick, any other thing real quick before we get to a break, because I know I'm going to come back and Chris won't be up yet. Let me see if I can. That's right. We'll get to our next commercial break. I don't know how many likes we're up to. Let me get the like count real quick. 81. Nice job, everybody. 81 likes. Let's get up to 100 likes on the live show. Appreciate you all being here. Thanks for checking in, everybody. Stay tuned. Birds 365. We'll be right back.
If you missed any of today's show on the Jacob Media channel, listen to the podcast on your way home. Available on YouTube, Apple, and Spotify.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month?
They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster.
That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.